Frank Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Don't forget, tomorrow we're interviewing blah, 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 the guy who directed Snakes on a Plane. Coming up on Thursday, we are hosting the Snakes on a Plane screening. The first screening in I think the first screening, I mean, it's happening everywhere, but I mean, there's no other, there's no advanced screening, no critic screening. There's been no sneak preview. So 10 p.m. Thursday, August 17th, Century 16 Eastport, up on 82nd. We'll be there. It's a, like, kind of a thing we're doing with Court and Fatboy from KUFO. So we're going to be giving away tickets to that. Probably not today, but probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We still got to figure out how we're going to do it exactly. I'm not even really clear how the ticket giveaways are going to happen. Coming up bottom of the hour, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from New York City.
I love New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City.
CNN radio correspondent and living god, Gary Baumgarten. How are you, sir?
I had visions that you're going to play Culture Club for me today.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too bad. I mean, maybe if he gets arrested again at some point, which does seem likely.
Oh, my God. He almost got arrested today for attacking the news media.
So let's talk about this. So, first of all, Boy George is picking up trash. I thought he was a British citizen. I didn't think he lived in America.
He lives in Manhattan. He has an apartment in Manhattan. Basically, what happened was, I think back in March, and this was either because he was so stoned out of his mind he didn't know what he was doing, or it was a cry for help.
Maybe a cross of the two.
I don't know. But he dials 911 and he says to the cops, "There's a break-in in my apartment." So the cops go rushing over there, and there's no break-in. But you know, he opens the door and he sits down on the sofa, and sitting on the coffee table in plain view in front of him was cocaine.
Well done.
Yeah, well done indeed. And so the cops popped him for drug possession. He, of course, as we all know, has a long and sad history of problems with drugs. And they managed to cop it down to a filing a false police report, and the judge gave him 5 days community service. So starting today, he had to put on a little vest, a little, you know, one of those road vests, so he doesn't get run over by a truck while he's out there sweeping up the streets. And
right.
He literally is walking along with a trash can and a broom and a dustpan on a stick, and he's sweeping up the litter in his neighborhood and putting it away in the trash
now,
for the sanitation department.
This is why. Now, see, I watch a lot of the VH1 and so forth, and now on VH1 Classic, the Behind the Music. And this is the thing: you read interviews or you watch these documentaries, and they. You just know that they're all not out-and-out lies, but it's certainly not the whole story, because all of these behind-the-music specials, they all end exactly the same way. They all end with some variation on, you know, after a long and rocky road, Boy George is clean and sober and says that a chemical-free life is how he plans to stay. And then they cut to Boy George going, "Well, I just don't plan on ever doing drugs again." But then you know that no one... This is a maxim in my life. This is a motto. You know what? No one ever cleans up. No one ever cleans up. They may say they have. No one is ever really clean.
Well, I think people do clean up, but I think the problem is when you're living a certain lifestyle and you're hanging around with certain types of individuals, it's pretty difficult. Because you get sucked back into it. That's my guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, and clearly, if you're operating in the music world, you know, and sort of a club scene, and because I know that he's a very popular DJ on the club scene there, and you know that clearly any profession where let me just tell you this: I am no one. I am no one of note, as Don and Mike would say. I am one step above a rodeo clown. I mean, I have so little fame you can't even possibly imagine it. But I have been at events where some guy will come up and be like, "Hey, do you want to go do a line out back?" You know, or whatever. And it's like, and I can't even imagine if you're an actual star, how many drugs must get offered to you on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, so he's picking up trash. Now,
of course, the paparazzi and and all the TV cameras decide, well, you know, of course we're going to be out there. How he could not even imagine in his wildest dreams that he was going to be surrounded by photographers and reporters, I don't know. But he threw a little fit and, you know, took some of the stuff that he was supposedly sweeping up and swept it out into the lens of some of the cameras and yelled at them, leave me alone to do my community service.
Fantastic.
You know, I'm the judge sent me out here to do humble work and to humble me. And, of course, you know, what could be more humbling than being humiliated like that?
Seriously, it seems like this goes along with the humbling, is being taunted by some guy from
the
Inquirer.
I consider himself lucky, you know, that this is all, I mean, given, you know, the fact that he has a history of drug usage, and they found the drugs in open view, and the charge is not a narcotics charge, it's a, you know, misdemeanor, basically. You know, he's a real fortunate individual, and he should be thankful that he's given this opportunity to sweep the streets of New York, and if coming with that is the fact that because he's a famous person, the cameras are following him around, well, so what?
That's what I'm talking about. See, spoken like a true New Yorker. You should be glad to sweep the streets of New York.
That's right. He should. He should be glad to sweep the streets
Well, especially because, especially in 2006, the jails are full of people who had fewer drugs on them than he did and who did not get off with picking up
trash. That's right. That's right. And I could tell you of cases, which we don't have time to talk about, of people who have been wrongly accused of crimes and have spent time in Rikers over a long weekend. I mean, it's not a fun place to be, I guarantee you. And, you know, they did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guy should consider himself fortunate. He should be thankful that it didn't happen 2 weeks ago when it was 100 degrees. He should be thankful he's not doing it in the dead of winter in the middle of a blizzard. You know, he's got a nice day where he can, you know, sweep and sign autographs.
Yeah, so
what he should be doing is looking for pictures.
What we're saying is Boy George should help himself to a nice steaming cup of shut the hell up.
That's right, exactly.
Fantastic. All right, Gary Baumgarten, enjoy your New York afternoon. We will talk to you soon, sir.
Later, my brother.
Thank you. There you go. There's Gary Baumgarten in Manhattan. All right. It's 503-733-2970, ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth. This, I'm having something produced for that, by the way.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm going to try to get sort of a Soviet kind of a la, la, la in the background. It's Tim Riley.
From higher top of the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the Ministry of Truth. Tim Riley reporting. Well, hard to believe that Mike Wallace is still working and doing interviews, but he is. On 60 Minutes last night, which apparently stole the show of the Nielsen ratings.
What did they say? It stole the show with a mighty 13 share or something?
Sure did.
A television program is used to routinely get like a 50 share.
Yep.
Now
back
it does.
Before cable.
A huge, whopping 13.
Yeah. So he sat down to talk face-to-face with our Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, during a recent visit to Tehran. Speaking through a personal interpreter, this president, whose name I will not try to pronounce a second time, said he asked Wallace to deliver a message to President Bush.
Those who refuse to accept an invitation will not have a good ending or fate.
Oh, that's pretty great. Mm-hmm. I mean, by great, I mean abominable.
It sounds like a Chinese fortune cookie.
I'm just saying, as threats go, that's pretty stylish. You know, that's not, because, you know, for so long, what was it, Baghdad Bob, the guy in Iraq was a whole lot of you will die on fire in the belly of a goat. Mm-hmm. You know, and now this guy's a lot more, this guy's sort of Blofeld.
Yeah.
About the, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Those who refuse to accept an invitation to good will not have a good ending or fate.
Well, okay. See, that's legitimately unnerving. All right. Job well done, sir.
Then this president says his country supports the oppressed wherever they are, even those living inside the United States.
I am very saddened to hear that 1% of the total population is in prisons, and 45 million people don't have a health care cover. That is very sad to hear.
My
son. Well, that's what it's like in a democratic country, my friend. You have the freedom not to have any of those things.
We have the freedom not to be treated for anything. My sons will feast on your eyeballs. That's a very unnerving. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Annette Sosa for a moment.
No, that's the girl who hit my car.
I was about to ask you what happened to that court case.
My phone was ringing earlier, and the DA just called me and said they want me to come down and talk to them and find out how I was able to find her.
Ah.
I don't know.
Let's recap very briefly. You may remember that about 2 months ago, Sarah was at Zabala's inside being a peace-loving patron and being a patriot and supporting freedom. And so, and a woman who was with a man she was not supposed to be with, and we believe drinking, that's just my assumption, crossed the center line, destroyed Sarah's car, got out and ran away on foot. And then Sarah helped to track her down with the MySpace. and so forth. And then we went to her initial arraignment. But now, wasn't her trial date supposed to be like last week?
It got pushed back. It's going to be on September 6th.
September 6th, she's going to be on trial. And so the cops want to know how you found her.
I guess so. She said that she's the one working on this case, and she wants me to come and talk to her. So.
All right.
Maybe the cops
girl already admitted to it, so.
Really? Did she admit to it?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's the guy who called me and told me when the dates were and everything. He said that she did it.
I hope they don't give
lock
her any
her
leniency.
Up and throw away the key.
Yeah, seriously. I hope it's not some of that throwing yourself on the mercy of the court crap.
No, let her sweep the streets of Portland.
We should totally... Oh,
that's
come on.
What we should rally
you,
for.
Come on. This is the best idea ever. This woman who hit Sarah's car...
Uh-huh.
Because because it's not you versus her, it is the state versus her on your behalf.
Let her start in St. John's and work her way south.
But I'm...
All the way to Multnomah Village. Street by street.
I'm saying... And we can all end at the Fat City Smokehouse with some sort of a party. But I'm saying...
That'd be a great listener party.
Instead of... And we can all pelt her with orange rinds and trash. I'm saying that instead of, like, her going 6 months or 2 months or we suspended or whatever, we just have her come in and just, like, clean... like, empty all of our trash and clean all of our cars. Wax our cars in public, and we get to go out and mock her as she's waxing our vehicles.
You'll have to wait till your vehicle comes back.
That's true.
I do not
maybe
have a vehicle.
I don't know. There's like a 1 in 2 chance, you know, that she might know about that, though. It doesn't seem like she runs with a very good crowd. So that's a great idea. What if we
thank you.
Something that was just a little more humiliating, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not actually jail, but she just has to come and demean herself in front of us. I'd be all for that.
I'm all
fantastic.
For that.
Yeah. Well, you should tell the DA or whoever that's what you want.
Okay.
Sweep the streets.
Would you exchange that?
No, I want money.
Oh, really? Okay, well, never mind. Well, I can see that.
And let her wear a scarlet letter as she's sweeping those streets.
What her crappy insurance is paying me won't even get me... Let's not get into this. I don't want to get in a bad mood.
Just depressing.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right, sorry.
Okay.
Well, as we know, some people are feeling scared, anxious, and blue. Not only...
Sarah Dillon is feeling scared, anxious, and blue.
Over this failed terrorist attempt they're all concerned about, Steve Bruce, the director of the Center for Trauma and Recovery at the University of Missouri in St. Louis, said the key is not to let those feelings overtake you.
Watching TV or talking with people about things, and so social isolation is certainly part of that they try to avoid speaking with or getting out into public where they might have some kind of a trigger or a reminder of what is going on.
Stay on your sofa alone and watch TV in the dark.
They took my toothpaste away.
Yes. I saw a huge article this weekend about in Britain. It's exactly what you think. All that stuff is going into a barrel, and then the state is just selling it. Oh, and exactly as we predicted, two things, because we were talking about this inanity, and I'm not going to get off into another rant about it, but there's all this pointless inanity happening at the airport about what you can take on and what you can't, which is pointless and stupid. And I firmly believe that to be the case, that two things are happening. A, there's all kinds of businesses springing up to sell you crap that they took away.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you go in, they strip away all your stuff, they throw it away, and then when you get off the plane and, you know, in New Hampshire, there's some guy waiting there to sell you a bottle of Scope. Also, that duty-free shops are seeing all of their business plummet because people have already checked their bags. They go and they try to buy some liquor, some whatever, and they realize they can't because they can't take it on the plane. So all of those duty-free shops, the economy is being impacted in a negative fashion. By the way, the Supreme Court on Friday afternoon, actually, okayed searching people as they enter New York City subways. So in case you were wondering exactly the next step in this whole business of trashing our economy and destroying our productivity, there you go. That's what it is.
There's freedom through unity.
Exactly. Unity through strength and faith, and England prevails.
Meanwhile, remember Howard Dean? He used to be very popular here at one time.
Wait, hold on. Do we? Oh, look at you. Excellent. Well done.
Well, he thinks Senator Joe Lieberman should give up his fight for re-election. Dean talked about Lieberman's defeat on Meet the Press.
I think he embraced George Bush's policies, and the American people are tired of George Bush's policies. They want a new direction in this country, and the voters have spoken.
I'm sorry, let's hear that one more.
I think he embraced George Bush's policies, and the American people are tired of George Bush's policies. They want a new direction in this country, and the voters have spoken.
I do believe that we should all embrace a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Tim Riley.
Time for the Geek Watch.
Here's your Geek Watch.
Look, this high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember, you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
Well, despite being the farthest planet from Earth in our solar system, Pluto has come under attack from astronomers and may be about to lose its status in the battle. About 3,000 astronomers and scientists from around the world will meet in Prague this week to discuss whether Pluto, discovered in 1930, measures up to the definition of a planet.
Now, I'm unclear about this. Is the reason that it's... somebody will know this. Is the reason that Pluto is not a planet... is it because it has a moon that's larger than it is? Is that the deal?
I don't know very much about Pluto.
There's some reason why it's not a planet. I forget exactly what it is. But there's some... It doesn't have something, or it has something it's not supposed to. I believe it might be that Pluto has a moon which actually is larger than it is. I'm unclear about that, but there is some planetary law that, and look, here come the calls, it doesn't meet the criteria somehow, so they're taking it away.
Well, debate has raged within the scientific community over the status of Pluto for decades after the planet was found to have only 1/400th of the mass of Earth. Well, that's small, isn't it? That's about the size of Rhode Island. That discussion intensified in 2003 when astronomers at the California Institute of Technology discovered UB313, nicknamed Xena after the character in the television program. UB313 is more than a dozen celestial bodies in our solar system found to be larger than Pluto. Should I continue?
Is Pluto named after the dog, or is the dog named after the planet?
You know, they could have come out around the same time, I would imagine.
Or are they both named for something that I would know about if I were smarter?
Mm.
Like some sort of a Greek god or something.
It's a possibility, yes.
All right.
Second part of the Geek Watch. The Starship Enterprise is in trouble, and as usual, Captain James T. Kirk has a plan to save it. William Shatner, who played the swashbuckling spacefarer... Who made that up? A swashbuckling spacefarer.
The best part is when you actually pull away in horror from the news. It's like literally the news is written on a piece of paper, and Tim actually does like a whoa, and like
I
actually
can't
pulls,
believe those words came out of my mouth.
Pulls back from it. Okay.
Well, he's voicing Kirk for a new video computer game in the face of ebbing interest of the Star Trek franchise. The game is Star Trek Legacy, due out in October. It'll let players steer more than 60 starships spanning all five of the franchise's live-action TV series into combat against such militant Klingons and the all-assimilating Borg. With the exit of last year of Star Trek Enterprise and the next feature film not expected until 2008, some fans fret that Starfleet is showing vulnerability.
Who frets about that? Really, who, and I guess in theory I know the answer to this, but who stays awake at night worried about the viability of the Star Trek franchise? Who's really worried about that on a day-to-day basis in this world?
Well, the interest in Star Trek has waned in the past couple of years, says Shatner to Reuters. It's been a long, long time, a staple of American life, but I think we need something new and different. The first Star Trek television show aired 40 years ago.
You know what Star Trek needs is Star Trek needs a new direction.
Oh, that could be, too.
It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
We reached the milestone. Take a look at this counter.
Hey, it's empty.
It's empty.
We got to everything at the city desk today, you sons
Somebody
of bitches.
Somebody should take a picture. We promised nothing.
We delivered everything. We promised nothing, and we got to every bit of it. Good news. All right. Hey, you stay there. Back after this. Peter Carlin coming up from the Oregonian. What else? Theoretically, a storm watch, although there's some disturbing storm news that I... Are we going to talk about that today, Sarah?
Sure.
We have to at least allude to it. All right.
Well, especially since we don't really know what's going on.
It's all very unclear.
Somebody does.
All right. More on the way. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. The best email ever. Listen to this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. This email is from our good friend Todd the Corpse. Come on. Rick, I heard that Booba Shabaya was going to be on the next month's cover of Bust Magazine. Wah, wah. Also, I would like to thank you once again for totally ruining any chance of me ever having to hear or say the phrase new direction, which I'm forced to say several times a week in my business. Everybody looks at me oddly when I get this weird grin on my face, which looks even weirder since I'm trying to suppress the grin. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I, for one, welcome this exciting new direction and embrace it. Tenderly. It's 503-733-2970. It's a Rick Emerson radio program. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Just so you know, here's what's coming up. We only got one break left. Look how ahead of the curve we are. And that's with like a 20-minute stakes on an MF and plane interview in the noon hour. And we got to every piece of news we set aside today. That's what I'm talking about. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll the storm watcher in just one moment, and then in a skosh, as our Japanese friends say. And then coming up before the top of the hour, basically within the next half hour, we have to talk about snakes on a plane. And I will give you the very broad strokes, and then we'll talk the storm. But be thinking about this, because here's the thing. We've got a very limited number of tickets to Snakes on a Plane, the premiere this Thursday, which we're doing with Court and Fatboy from KUFO, because they are very difficult to get. But here's the thing. I'm so bad at giving stuff away because I always just go, let's take color five. I never know what to do. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to give a pair of tickets to the Snakes on a Plane screening this Thursday to the person who comes up with the way in which to give away the tickets, if that makes any sense. In other words, I got no idea how to give them away. I got no idea what to make people do or how to run the contest. So if you come up with the idea that we use for giving away the tickets, you yourself will win a pair of tickets. So we'll take some calls on that when the storm watch is over. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email rick@rickemerson.com or 503-733-2970. So if you can come up with a mechanism for giving away Snakes on a Plane tickets, you yourself will get some. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's that time once again.
Attention residents of the greater metropolitan Portland area and surrounding cities and suburbs. The Rick Emerson Show is issuing a severe storm watch in your area.
First and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage. I take control of the show and give everybody a good time.
Storm, did it freak you out to be the first performer tonight?
I like being first. I am unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen! Now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, the one, the only, Storm Large.
How are you, sister?
I'm great. How are you, Rick?
I'm fantastic. How's
your
life?
You sound fantastic.
We're
excited to hear from you.
It's just seeing your name on the screen is all the pick-me-up I need, Storm. Well, how are things? How's it? Let me ask you this. First of all, I don't know if you can talk about this. I'm thinking you can, but you guys did the Vegas trip, right?
Yeah. I guess the Vegas trip will be referred to on Tuesday's show. When does the reality start?
There's one that came out today. I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. Well, at certain points in the phone call, I can actually hear your eyes as they turn in your socket to look at the CBS person to ask if you if you can talk about something with us. Ask your handler. It's like you're being held by the VC in a cell somewhere, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a beautiful cage we little birds are in.
Are you able to talk about that at all? Because they revealed last week.
I can talk about it a little bit. I can't go too into detail about what went on and how, when, and everything. But you'd be very proud of me. I paced myself. I drank a lot of water, and I won $100. And let's see, hot tub leg wrestling.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good times. Good times in Vegas. My first trip to Vegas.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, it's totally true. Well, I've never been.
Hey, but you know what? What better way to go? If you're going to go for the first time, why not go with Tommy Lee?
Exactly. Oh, my good God. Yeah, I ended up, at the end of the night, I was shoulder to shoulder with him at the blackjack table, and he was just laughing and biting my arm, keeping on giving me chips. Because I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, am I doing this right? And he's like, keep going, mama. Giving me chips, and I just kept winning, so I just stayed there and was up $100, and I was like, okay, I'm done, thanks.
There's something alternately sexy and unnerving about the way that his preferred term of affection for you is mama.
Yeah. he calls all the girls mama. He calls me and Delana mama a lot.
I have to talk about this because I had sort of predicted it, but I was just guessing. I didn't know it was going to happen. Did you guys see it coming last week when they booted two people at once?
We kind of did the math, and we figured it was going to happen at some point, and both Josh and Jill were ready to go up that hill and catch themselves a bucket of whoop-ass, you know?
Okay.
And they were ready to go, and we kind of knew, once they were in the bottom three, we knew Ryan wasn't going to go anywhere after his performance, and we knew that he was like, oh, okay, two sides of a hatchet, you guys are done.
Right.
Did you? It wasn't that surprising.
When you say that they were ready to go, is that like they were ready to go, or you were ready to be rid of them?
I was ready to say goodbye to Jill. Josh was one of my favorites. Well, he was a funny dude, so incredibly talented. But he wanted to go. I felt from him he really wanted to go home. He was tired of the process.
Right.
I can't speak directly for him because he loved being here also. But we, you know, we could feel from him. He has a family and a band back home, and he wanted to go. And Jill was just getting dissed week after week, so she was just like, man, oh, whatever, okay, let me go.
She seemed to put off a little bit of a, how do I say this, bitchy vibe.
She was, towards the end, got really paranoid and really bitchy with all of us, and to the point where I was like, what did I say to her? Did I, like, insult her or something? But it was just, with all of the people who were fairly popular, she got real catty and real short with all of us and just giving us the stink eye.
Let me just say, you mentioned something I actually want to follow up on this, maybe I interrupt you, but when you said with all the people who are getting popular, let me ask you this. Is it just from... what we see on television on Tuesdays, performance, the crowd reaction, the way the judges talk to you guys, do you guys there just based on that, what we see on Tuesdays, is there already, are people in the house, people on that show, I should say, aware of who's popular and who's not?
Well, kind of. It's really obvious that Lucas and Delana are the front runners because they are just adored up and down. They have the most fans in the audience. They have the most rabid responses from the audience, and the band Supernova and Dave Navarro do everything but lick her up and down when she performs. They adore her. She can do no wrong. Lucas, they give a little bit of guff too about his voice, which I don't understand because I think he's got a phenomenal voice.
Right.
And I'm probably around somewhere hovering in the top four or five just by how I've progressed through the show and my fans. I have a lot of fans in the audience, and you know, but we're the top eight right now, and I think every single one of us has got a lot of fans, a lot of activity out there. So, that's my sense.
So by my calculation, there's six episodes left, and I don't know whether you can tell me that or not, but that's assuming that you got to figure the final episode is going to be, you know, top two, top three, top four, whatever. So there's probably six or so episodes left. Is the stress increasing a lot each week or not at all, or are you zen with it?
I'm not zen with it just because there's a lot of sleep deprivation, there's a lot of hurry up and wait, there's a lot of, you know, television production type stuff that's really frustrating for me because I have no say in when I eat, when I can go somewhere, where I can and cannot go, what I can and cannot say. So to keep up with everything going on around us in this little bubble that we are in, it is hard to keep a level head, let alone try and compete and try and be at your best at every moment. So that is a little bit stressful, especially now because it's getting down to crunch time and we're all getting a lot more attention. There's a lot more little details and subtleties that they're gonna nitpick, and so people are gonna get a little bit tense. And as people start to go home, we're all so tight right now. We're the bottom eight, the top eight, rather, the final eight, and we are all we love each other so much that we don't want to see anyone go.
We're talking to Storm Large from Rockstar Supernova.
So, Storm, I know you said that you had a bunch of good friends on the show. As it's progressing and as it's getting, you know, more and more competitive, are any of your relationships changing with any of the other contestants?
No, they're just getting tighter, and that's the thing. Like, when one of us gets up and gets spanked, we'll get up and just, the rest of us will get up and go, shut up, boo, you're wrong, you know? And, you know, we're supporting each other. We are loving and supporting each other. And, you know, and if someone does something that's kind of like, yeah, that was kind of lame, you know, we're also honest with each other. And I'm not going to say there won't be any more fighting. There probably will be more fighting and more disagreements. But, you know, we all understand that this is a television show and that a great majority of the stuff going on is to create drama and pressure and to get good television. So we're all trying to help each other stay focused on that and keep ourselves together.
I got to tell you, there was a huge, actually a doubly huge thing that happened at Dante's when we were watching last Tuesday's episode when you came out in the Got Balls shirt.
And oh, yeah.
Was, you know, what was so great is that, you know, there's a, and the crowd cheers, like, anytime you are on the screen for any reason, people cheer. Just like anything. It just doesn't matter. And it's, but you came on the screen for your performance. Brooke Burns says, you know, Brooke Burns says, last week, Storm Large, and they cut to you and everybody cheers. And it was like, cheer. And then the cheering, you know, kind of the pause. And then the second louder cheer as people processed the fact that you were wearing the Got Ball shirt, which with the great
which
picture,
awesome.
Which is a total Portland shout out. And the place just went the loudest cheer I've ever heard. It was genius. It was fantastic.
I know. I was like, I was waiting for them to clear it.
Yeah.
They took that shirt right when I arrived. And they're like, who's on the picture? I go, well, that's my boyfriend, Davey. And they're like, well, we need an image clearance from him. And I was like, oh, well, here's his phone number.
Right.
So I didn't get that shirt back for like 6 weeks. And so I finally get it back. I'm like, oh, yes. And it was a perfect song.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lady from CBS who comes around and checks our clothes, makes sure our labels are cleared. She goes, what's with that shirt? I go, oh, this is my own shirt. It was cleared, blah, blah. Checked it for obscenity, and it was all good to go. And so I did We're the Champions, and that was the best. It was so awesome.
It was great.
Couldn't have been more proud.
It was great. What can you tell us about tomorrow night's episode of Rockstar Supernova?
Prepare everyone to watch me get utterly spanked.
Really?
Really.
Oh, it's awesome. No, it's a great, it's beautiful. I don't know how they're going to edit it, but it's the most beautiful television moments of someone trying to spank me and me just keeping on turning around going, you hit like a girl.
And
now you've made us all nervous.
I know, but
all
now,
I can tell you.
And so, let's see, how do
well,
I ask?
Because we think someone was at the taping because they're like, oh, watch out.
I will tell you this, and I understand that there's certain things you cannot respond to or comment on, but I will say that someone who I guess I will say up front, this is no one any of us knows. It is an email and a name that
this
we
a
are,
random one.
It is not, this is not anybody that anybody of us knows. It's just is some guy, as I always say.
Yeah.
Some guy who either was there or knows somebody was, he said, he's like, you gotta watch tomorrow. And he kind of said what you said, which is like, you gotta tomorrow and rally because there's this like, there's this sort of attempted kind of beat down that happens or whatever. And he didn't say anything more than that. And I know you can't too, but now we're all like jacked up with.
Did you get it?
Did we get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry.
You got it. It's okay.
Yes. Wait. That's the storm we know and love.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
No, but you know
you
what?
Guys,
that's.
Are you guys still on delay?
No, we're fine. That's how we know that it's the real deal. That it's
yeah,
a real
man.
Stressful episode.
No, seriously, it was a lineup of guys trying to smack me and me going harder. Harder. I don't feel it. Hit me harder. Harder. It's fantastic.
So is it just you that they're heckling this week, or are there other performances?
I got worst beating. You did?
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
But now we have to turn out the vote, though, like double hard.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Oregon is like our number one market. Because,
really? Can you tell where the votes are coming from? Can you tell where the votes are coming from?
I personally cannot, but I get feedback from some of the executives going, my God.
Alright.
You know, the outpouring from the Northwest is just obscene.
Ugh. All right.
You know?
I have some other questions, but there's probably no time to get to it. I will just say that we're all going to be at Dante's tomorrow watching. We'll all be voting. We'll all be, you know, everybody. It's, the minute the show is over, you look at it, it's just a sea of cell phones as people are texting. Mm-hmm. So now you've got us all curious and stressed out. So we're all going to be there drinking
don't
and watching
be
tomorrow.
Stressed out. Don't be stressed out because I'm totally fine. It was my first, you know, public hosing, and I took it like a man, and I was like, yeah.
And everyone gets it, because Lucas got beaten last week.
Lucas has gotten beaten, and the only one who hasn't gotten it really is Delana, which I think is sort of not correct, but that's okay. But so everybody gets their lumps eventually. We knew it was going to get to this.
Lumps.
We knew it was going to get to this. All right.
I knew it was, too, and I knew it was coming all week, so just a feeling I had, but I was ready. And
all
right. If they edit it right, You'll be very proud.
All right. Well, Storm, we are all behind you, and we are all rooting for you and pulling for you. We will be watching you tomorrow. So so good luck, and don't you lose that trucker mouth, because that's why we love you.
Don't worry, baby. It's not going anywhere.
All right, Storm. Love from all of us.
Love you
guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Storm.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's Storm Large. Mouth like a longshoreman.
Oh,
good times. Now I'm all stressed out.
I am too.
Don't call me and don't email me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And I mean that. Don't, you sons of bitches. I swear
I
to God. Okay, Sarah wants to know what happens with Storm, because apparently something went really wrong with Storm's. I'm not going to say that because I don't know that. Apparently something went wrong somehow.
We didn't want to tell her that, but someone emailed us and told us, really get behind her this week.
Because she needs it.
She needs it.
She needs it.
And a lot of the message boards are saying something about maybe her appearing in the bottom three.
And I'm serious.
For some reason that we don't know.
I'm serious. I don't want to know. And if I'm not joking around, don't tell me, because I don't want to know. Tell Sarah. She wants to know. Do we have to break?
Yes.
We got to do the snakes on a plane thing. All right, we'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Careful, sailor. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Super dope. That was badass, man.
Thank you.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, about snakes on an MFing plane. You should give tickets away to the most blood-curdling scream on demand over the phone. Cheesy stunt for a cheesy flick. All right, here's the thing. We're looking for the mechanism, the method by which we'll give away snakes on a plane tickets. Because I gotta tell you, I'm bad at contesting, as they say in radio. I never know how to give stuff away, so I always just, as much as we make fun of it when other people do it, I always just fall back and like, go to five, because I never know what to do. So here's the thing, if you can come up with the method by which we give away these very hard to come by snakes on a plane tickets, you yourself will get a pair of tickets. The Snakes on a Plane, the screening Thursday, August 17th, 10 p.m., Century 16 Eastport. We're gonna be there along with Corden Fatboy from KUFO. We got some swag, posters, some hats, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see here. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Am I on?
You want to talk to Tub? Yes, you are. Hello, Eric. Hi, what's up? What's up, brother?
Turn the radio down now, so I'm good to go.
Thank you, sir. How can we help you?
Hey, I was just thinking that you could have Scotty do a little work and we could all email in who's going to be in the bottom three, who gets the encore, who gets kicked off.
Who's in the bottom three, who gets the encore, who gets kicked off? And so then, like, if you got all three of those right or something?
Yeah, whoever gets them right wins.
So we'd have to do a drawing, that because if more than one person got them all right, then we would have to draw.
Or just base it off of who sent what email first.
Maybe. There's a little something there. All right. Eric, do me a favor. Drop me a, an, in fact, I'll tell you what, Eric. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty, would you go ahead and get Eric's phone number in case we use that, so that way we can hook you up with the tickets? Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Let's see. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How should we give away these MF and tickets?
Okay, so Scotty J should take a bunch of film snippets, sound bites of Samuel L. Jackson movies, and then people will have to call and guess the movies in order by the sound bite. Or sound bites of movies that have snakes in them, and then you have to guess the movie that has the snake. And also, on top of that, movie snippets, and you have to guess the movie snippet, and then snake or no snake.
Oh, that's a good idea. Snake or no snake. So is there a snake in the movie? That's not bad. Snake
or
no
snake. For instance, like Escape from New York, snake or no snake. Well, you got Bliskin in there, so, you know, snake.
Snake or no snake. That's pretty funny, actually. All right, Jeff, snake. Hold on. Jeff, snake or no snake. Snake or fake.
Okay.
That's what we call snake or fake. All right, Jeff, I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty, if you would please now to be taking Jeff's phone number in case we use that. Snake or fake? That's pretty funny. All right, just so I can say snake or fake. Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, first of all, I did not know by sitting on hold I was going to hear profanities out of Storm's mouth.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of the appeal of being on the hold. Is you get
that
to
was
hear
amazing.
Storm's sexy trucker mouth.
Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to add to everybody's misery and introduce a new mystery sound. Yes.
Oh, man, but see, the thing is that there's a new mystery sound. There could only be one winner, probably.
You can make it work.
I like that, just the blind faith. You'll figure something out.
Yeah, you always do.
We could have a listener-submitted mystery sound.
Yeah.
That'd be a little twist on it, a little interesting. A listener submits a mystery sound.
I'll email you something.
Yeah, you do that. All right. You email me a mystery sound and identify yourself as being this Dan. Please, no one else do it.
This is not the Dan you refer to all the time on the show, even though I think you're talking to me.
Oh, no. I am talking to you. I'm sending you mysteries, secret messages only you can hear,
that.
Dan. Yes. Dan, kill. Kill.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dan. All right. There you go. Excellent. Let's see. Lorne?
Hey, Rick.
Lorne the Candle Man. How you doing? Long time no here.
Is this Tom?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk to Tom. All right. Thank you. What's up, brother man?
So, I must have tickets. No, I was thinking, what if you did your best Samuel L. Jackson imitation with a part from one of the movies?
See, a lot of people have suggested this, that it's like you do another part, like another movie like Jaws or something, as Samuel Jackson.
Well, wouldn't you love to hear somebody from, like, you know, the whitest of the white from Beaverton doing the speech from, the restaurant speech from Pulp Fiction?
I suppose. A little something there. Samuel Jackson, but like a really white man, like, but maybe I am the protector and the gun is the shepherd, or whatever the hell.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. All right.
Whatever, man. No, you know what? Fine.
No, it's interesting. No, it's fine. I got your email address. I know your email address by heart because I'm lame. All right. We'll put it in the hopper, as they say.
Hey, GSA.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. I'm sorry to break your heart there. What did you, Mia?
Nah, it's MIA.
Okay. What's your idea, sir?
It's actually, some of those other ones were better. I was just going to say, like,
what's the spirit?
The worst snake bite story you hear.
There's some kind of a snake story, something like that, a snake bite, or if you've been bitten by a snake.
Yeah, like, you know, I know a couple people who have, and I have.
Where are you at?
I'm on the 26.
All right, okay. MIA, is that like your actual initials, or is that like your rap name?
Nah, I don't listen to rap. I listen to death, but...
Listen to death.
Reasons. I'm from Miami, and I'm always missing in action, so...
Excellent. All right, sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty, pleased to be getting his phone number. Thank you, sir.
Right on.
All right, there you go. Dennis is suggesting whoever finds my truck wins a pair of tickets. okay. You know, I don't know. It's like I was thinking about...
I think people pretending to be Samuel Jackson with movie quotes is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Because
but
how many movies are there actually snakes in?
Yeah,
and that's just
true.
Kind of one, yeah, someone has to say yes or no. And this one, people actually have to act it out.
As cheesy as it is, I feel like we got to make somebody do something, though. Like, you know, Don and Mike have that great Honk for Cash game, which I don't think they do anymore. But the deal with Honk for Cash is you take your cell phone, you pull up to a left-hand turn light, you know, with somebody behind you. And the deal is the light turns green and you got to sit there until the people behind you honk at you. Yeah, you hang your cell phone out the window. The light turns green and you don't move. You just sit there blocking traffic. And if you can get the guy behind you to honk angrily, you win. It seems like there's something like that where it's like you and a cell phone in public and the phrase, I have had it with these snakes on this plane. Something. You know? Like getting somebody to yell that phrase somewhere. In public. Wouldn't that be great? Like, to get some guy to stand...
I don't know, because I'm not a guy, and the only people who have been saying the snakes on the plane thing are my guy friends, who every time they call me...
Yeah, but
they
see...
They scream the snakes on a plane thing.
How great would that be to get, like, some guy to go stand, like, in the middle of the ice skating rink at Lloyd Center and just shout, like, I have had it with these snakes on this MFing plane! I find it funny. You don't find
well,
it
you
funny.
Are your demographic. Go for it.
I am my own demographic. It's true. I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at contesting. I know it's a common lament, but it's really true. While we're thinking about it, let's welcome,
a postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Our friend Mailman Chris. Is this show over already?
Yeah, the show is over.
Are you drunk?
No, it's hot out here. Isn't it hot in there?
It's really not, actually. All right. Jesus. All right. Hey, we got to everything today.
No, I'm sorry you didn't.
It's Peter Carlin, isn't it?
You didn't get to Peter Carlin.
That's not my fault. He canceled.
No, he didn't.
It's my fault. All right, one push-up.
Hey, plus one is not bad. Plus one.
Relatively speaking, it's not. I think I should get a... I think it should be a wash today because we got to every single thing in Tim's news pile. What do you say? I say, come on, we call that a wash. Sarah?
That's fine.
All right, there you go.
There's so many of them right now anyway.
So there you go. No, it's fun. We've never done that. We got to everything in the news pile. So there you go. We just call it a wash today, sir.
All right, so you're 46.
Yes.
And another thing you might think about stealing from Don and Mike instead of their honk for cash is the don't call me Sam or don't call me Snake or whatever.
Maybe.
Got to go up to the drive-up and talk to get up, keep calling them.
Now, there's something like that. There's something about... What if you could get a stranger to shout that for you? If you can get a stranger to shout, I have had it with these snakes on this plane. Freaking snakes on this, freaking plane.
Who are you talking to?
Can you hear me in the back? Anyone?
I'm sorry, should we just...
And we're done. Okay, thank you, Chris.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. That's that mailman, Chris. All right. And so forth.
So you get an extra pair of tickets? Yeah. And I have one for you.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
What?
Since you just made your own contest, can I get that extra pair of tickets?
Maybe. Is that what we're going to do? Let's talk about it after the show. That's kind of funny, though. You know, if you find some person that you've never met before and you can get them to scream, I have had it with these friggin' snakes on this friggin' plane at the top of their lungs in public. That's pretty funny. All right. Well, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, snakes on a plane tickets. You bastards. All right, we want to thank Storm Large. We want to thank Gary Baumgarten. And we want to thank Nanette Sosa. Rick Emerson Show produced it every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970.
Scott Daly and Aaron.
Solid State Radio. Aaron and Scott. Yes, tomorrow, the director of Snakes on a Plane. Insert the rest of this here. We'll see you all tomorrow at noon. Don't let the bastards grin it out. Thank you. Bye.